So the learning today should be as chassid l'nash nishmas adir chaver chaim elazar ben shimshon aryeh as well as Rabbi Yaakov Yosef ben chaim menachem ben tzion. It should also be as chass for fu shleima for chaim moish yeshua ben malka chaim zeb ben rachel chanalia bashin de rachel and abadati ben peril as well as a chass for all those in the makam sakana in Eretz Yisrael and those risking their lives to protect it. So we go from yesterday a topic in the Peleoids that I said was very mystical and very esoteric to one of the most physical and practical and gashmias halachas that we're going to deal with, halacha of eating and checking for bugs in produce. So we're on page 36. It says chiyuva ramya lan livdak achar isurim ba'oid. We have an obligation to investigate thoroughly any isser that we might come across, kedei shaloi likashel behem, so that we are not over them ubeprat, and specifically, be'inyan ha-toiloyim rabba ha-machshelo, regarding the matter of worms and insects and vermin that infest food, there is a extreme michshol, she'yesh harbe mine peres viraka shenimtzam mem toiloyim, because there's many types of fruits and vegetables frequently infested with worms. V'rabbe mea mea aretz ein yisharim v'oichel moysim v'libedika, many people are not careful and they eat these foods without checking first. V'chein v'choymetz, now he gives an example of something that was very common in his time. Not sure that it's so common today. He says, b'chaymetz, the vinegar, meaning in his time, vinegar was mostly used from wine that soured. Al haroiv, b'chaym b'chaymetz al haroiv, regarding vinegar, the majority of the time, yesh b'taloyim dakim la'alafei nirim la'ayin. He says, there are thousands of tiny worms inside the container or the cask. And you can't see them unless you look closely. But if you hold it up to the sunlight, you see them clearly swarming. There's no solution to avoid it. To strain the vinegar, strain it through a thick cloth, heat it on the fire, and strain it once again. So again, he's giving an example of something that was common in his day. But the point is, that it really depends on where you live and the types of fruit and produce that is infested. And it's not always the same. You know, sometimes it's strawberries, and then other times it's in the, I saw last week they put out in the barley that they found infestation in the barley, and then other times it's the cabbage. So it really depends on what is common in your area. It says regarding berries that there were worms that you can't find without inspecting, the someone who feels like HaKadosh Baruch Hu should treat it as if it's completely usher to eat. So you should look at it, as we'll see in a minute, almost like a piece of treif, piece of like bacon or some nevela. Someone who fears Hashem should not eat things that are extremely infested before cooking them. In other words, if you have something that is severely infested, then potentially you should consider not eating it raw. He says, but even if you are not gonna take it to that level and you are gonna eat it raw, you can certainly should not eat it without checking first. The Sfarim have cried very loud about this issue. Shahare Kola Shebashem Yisrael Yehuna. He says, anyone who calls himself an Orthodox Jew, anyone who calls himself from, would never think of eating an animal that's nevela, which means it wasn't shechted properly, or treifa, an animal that had a defect that would cause it to die, or to eat something from pig, or any type of treifas. Even if someone would offer us all the money in the world, even if someone would offer us $10,000, a real from Yid would say, I don't care about the $10,000, I'm not going to bring myself to eat this tarfus. The im yirtzu la'ansai, and even if people were forced to do it, yizbol an shemar mad mavish v'liyavar, people would resist, even if they were being beaten, and even if it's to the point where min adin, ikar adin, you're considered an oynes and you'd be allowed to do it, but even to that point, there are people that would still resist it. He says, even though McDonald's looks very good and McDonald's fries are supposedly excellent fries, so it's not like it doesn't taste good, but to us, it's something that is repulsive. So when you research to eat In McDonald's, you're basically dealing with one or two isurim. Ubachilas toilas achas, and to eat one worm, ikar arba lavin, you're dealing with four lavin. Ubachilas nimala, and if you can eat an ant, v'chalsheretz oif, or a fly, or something, an insect that flies, chamisha lavin, you're talking about five lavin. Now, this isn't to say that just because something is one lav, it's better. Right? They're both usser, but the point is that if we are going to treat something that has one isser with such severity, then we have to increase the severity and how carefully we are when you're talking about something that's five times has five times as many lavin. It comes out that somebody who eats infested foods without checking and without being careful, he says, in very short time, you can eat hundreds of worms, right? Taking one bite out of your salad without checking first, you can eat hundreds of worms. And being over mounds of lavin, and you're not even getting a benefit. It's just laziness. It's carelessness. It's pshia. It's not like you need the protein that you're looking to eat the worms, and it's not like they add to the flavor, although they might, I don't know. But certainly you're not looking for it, and yet you're over because of carelessness. Rak mimiyat because of your lack of being careful. For this and similar, woe to those people who basically are adding averis onto their ledger and they're not getting anything for it. Says, with this in mind, put a knife to your throat if you care about your neshama. And make a point to educate people about this. He says, because it's really just a lack of awareness. He says, most people in Klal Yisrael are holy and they want to be careful and distance themselves from Avera. He says, because of this lack of knowledge, because of the lack of education, so the Avera is a shoygeg. And Hashem should give them a kapara, v'amazir yazik azir rakia. And for someone who is vigilant, he's going to shine like the radiance in the rakia. Umatzdike, haram kechaychavim. And those who are publicly educate others regarding the severity of this are going to shine like stars. V'lashoymim yimam v'aleim tavay birkas toiv. For all those who listen to the warning, it will be sweet, and they will get a bracha from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Amen. So this ends the letter Beis. Tomorrow, Mirz Hashem, we will start the letter Gimel.